Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the voice of the millennial generation.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
How are you, Jordan?
Doing great.
I liked that you came in here today wearing swimming trunks.
Yeah, well, I just came from the beach.
They were nice swim trunks, too.
Yeah, so I just decided, you know, I don't want to podcast in swim trunks. Mostly because of just how I sit and the various ways in which I shift during the course of a program.
Joke's on you, Jordan. I'm about to open the sluice.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, ball seeing was a concern of mine.
That's fair.
So I decided to change into a, you know, proper pair of jorts.
You should have done what I did, which is cross your legs daintily.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a relatively wide-legged short, and I have rolled the legs slightly.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me as I sat down that this was a real ball viewing angle.
I see what you're saying, Jesse.
Right.
I understand what you're saying about the dainty cross.
Yes.
But I'm a man spreader.
Sure.
I just like to man spread.
Man spreading.
I like to man spread. I like to mansplain.
Yeah, sure.
Which are the two things I'm known for. And I think that.
I like to man cave.
Yeah, oh, man.
And man cow.
And I think if I wasn't man spreading during the show, like, the quality of my voice would change. Like, maybe the casual listener wouldn't notice, but maybe the super fan's like, man, that
Jordan
guy's not asserting his space,
his
masculine
tight.
Space. Yeah.
Sounds tight and tolerant.
Yeah. Well, I am neither.
No, sir.
I am loose and prejudiced.
Yeah. Take it to him, Jordan.
Here, I'm gonna manspread. Oh, ethics in video game journalism. That feels so good. Oof. Ooh, boy.
Jordan, can I ask you one question about your manspreading?
Sure.
Now, I'm not super familiar with manspreading. It's not like an area of expertise for me.
I'm going to cut you off right here. Uh-huh. I take it to the next level. And I not only spread my legs, but I like to apply a flavored spread to my crotch. Now, like I can't believe it's not butter. Lando Lakes.
Like maybe a garlic.
Yeah, like an oil-based
butter, like a
an
Texas
oil-based
toast.
Butter substitute, yeah.
Here's my concern,
sure.
Jordan. I have seen pictures of man spreading, like in your NewYorkMagazine.com, your Gawker.com,
sure.
Your website.org.
Yeah, yeah. And, I like to visit there.
And usually what I see is a gentleman on a public transportation or something, and they have their knees set widely apart. You were spreading your butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I not only apply a flavored spread.
Right.
But I also open up my butt cheeks to expose my anus.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess that just sort of surprised me. It's not what I think of when I think of. I mean,
you know,
it
like
is
how
a type
mandrill presents,
right? So the man in manspreading is not for man.
Oh no, it's for mandrill.
Okay, is that
mandrill what? Spreading?
Now, Jordan, have you talked to a doctor about the color of your butt at all?
No, from pictures I've seen of mandrills, it's normal.
Okay,
so it's fine that it's purple and inflamed.
Well, what?
It's probably because I got all that. I can't believe it's not butter in there. Yeah.
It's the garlic butter you're turning into a human piece of Texas toast. Our guest on this week's program is a delightful comic actress, from television programs like Newsreaders, we were talking about a moment ago, Parks and Recreation, lots of other things, and a beloved regular guest here on Jordan, Jesse, Go, Allison Becker. Hi,
hi,
Allison.
Guys.
Hi, Allison.
I already have so many thoughts on what has thus far been said.
Well, we'll sit back. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
I didn't know that manspreading was an actual term.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
I think it's, I mean, I'm, you know, of course I'm taking it to the next level.
You
so
are.
I think how the layman,
yes,
the non-mandrill man will spread is just, yeah.
Is that what layman means?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This whole time, I've been reading, like, New York Times articles. I've been presuming layman to mean, like, someone who's inexpert.
Yeah.
But, in fact, layman means a man who is not a part mandrel.
Yes, exactly.
Specifically.
You're getting it.
Now, what would you describe the members of the band Mandrel as?
Oh, I had a lovely trip with that particular instrumental funk band to a certain island of the Dr. Moreau.
Oh, good.
And we were all turned into half man, half monkey. Anyway,
excellent.
So it's something like if there's a man on public transportation.
Oh, I do know
who,
that. Oh, I'm familiar
okay.
with that. After living in Manhattan, I
yeah.
have gotten into many an argument with many a gentleman.
About how they've spread.
About just like, why are you taking up two seats?
Yeah.
There is no way that your penis is big enough that you have to spread that wide.
Now, was it John Hamm?
Because if it were John Hamm, he could do whatever
he
wants.
Yeah, he could spread. How does that go when you confront somebody about...
Is that called ham spreading?
Yes, yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
I usually start with a when I'm confronting a person in public.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what they're doing. I usually start with a loud, angry sigh just to get at them.
Can you give us an example? I'll spread, you sigh.
Okay.
Is something wrong, ma'am? Are you
attention.
Pregnant?
You've got my attention.
And then a lot of under the breath, like, really, dude? Really?
Yeah.
And then sometimes just like, excuse me, like I'm taking up half a seat and you are taking up two seats.
So this is like a tiered kind of situation where you start with the sigh. Hopefully they get the point with
the
sigh.
They never do.
So this is a situation where you are side by side.
Yeah, side by side.
With a spreader. And they just extend themselves into your zone.
I mean, that probably has happened to you guys as well, right?
I do it. Not when someone is already sitting next to me. When someone is already sitting next to me, I crumple into a sad little... I usually get up because the seats on the metro in Los Angeles, like I can't put my legs in front of me when I'm sitting in seats that are...
when there's another seat in front of you.
When there's another seat in front of me, there's not enough... Yeah, so I have to do it in order to fit my legs.
But if you're sitting on the side benches...
On the side benches, it's worse because they're like 3 inches wide.
I had an extended bus riding period that just ended. I wrecked my car, got a new one, but I was bussing to work and here and there for a while.
Are you okay? I didn't know this.
Totally fine. It was a minor bump that exploded my Scion.
I'm against buses.
That are fun fact, made of Lincoln logs.
Yeah.
So they explode.
Wow. I'm glad you're
explode
okay.
When, I'm totally fine. And I definitely was going into that really self-conscious, like feeling like I don't, you know, I felt like I'm a guest on this bus.
Right.
Right.
So I curled into the tightest ball possible as soon as I sat down, even if like there was no one beside me. Because I mean, if someone gets on, I don't want to be... I don't want to spread.
That was very gentlemanly of you.
So, yeah.
And you can always
I went into
tell.
A pupil state.
Well, that was like, a bit excessive.
No. I think I should go into a chrysalis and emerge a beautiful butterfly when I get to work.
But you can tell, especially in New York, who has lived in a city for a while.
Sure.
Because, like, just even the entering and exiting of the subway, like, let the people on the subway get off before you go in.
I always want to, like, just push people.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm walking...
Some people deserve it.
When I'm walking down a sidewalk in a city, and there was a great Radio Lab about this that really basically there is a direct relationship between walking speed and population density.
Absolutely,
and it is like
yes.
a purely acculturated thing. It is like totally not about anything other than culture. Like it is totally arbitrary based on what the population density is of where you were acculturated. But like it makes me feel so crazy. I want to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to. And when people are like...
Like when they walk four people wide on the sidewalk?
Yeah. And you know what I'll do? I'll just lead with my shoulder. I won't hit people. But if you walk into me, I am probably bigger than you. And I will just take you down. I don't care. Like
if you were a Chinese woman with groceries.
I'll do that with when I'm waiting in line and there's someone standing too close behind me. Which I don't understand why people do that. When they're just like breathing on your neck.
Yes.
I will do a wide stance, a wide front back stance.
Mm, like cross-country skiing?
Yeah, like
I'm imagining cross-country skiing.
So just that they inevitably will just like hit my foot and be like, oh, and I'll be like, okay, well, that means you're too close.
Sure.
I don't say this. Yeah. I'm also insane. I should explain to everyone listening.
I want to emphasize that this is a me. This is about me. This isn't some moral justice crusade. It's just that I can't deal with it, and I'm not gonna. If you're gonna walk into me, I will win.
See, mine is a moral justice crusade. I'm like, I want to do what is better for the most amount of people. So if you're going to be one person trying to cross four lanes of traffic, not best for the most amount of people. If you're going to be not standing to the right and walking to the left on an escalator, get out of the way.
Sure. You're correcting so that future people do not have to deal with that.
I am trying to be the voice of everyone on that escalator.
Can I tell you, my wife is – I'm from San Francisco and my wife is from Marin County. She's mostly in Sonoma County, which are – Sonoma's borderline rural and Marin is suburban and very quiet.
Right.
And It took about, we've been together now for about 15 years. I'd say it took about 10 of those years for her to figure out that I wasn't angry at her because I kept walking away from her anytime we were walking together in public. Meanwhile, I would become angry at her because, what's going on? Where's Teresa? Where is my wife? Then I'd look behind. She's 40 feet behind me.
Yeah. I have been to Vegas a lot in the mm-hmm. past the past couple of weeks just for
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Sorry,
got it.
Sorry, I call it Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're here, you're family.
I figured it. I figured
it.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think that's
the
their slogan.
No, when you're here, you're family.
Okay.
Unlimited salad and breadsticks
yep,
in Vegas.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's
crazy is mm-hmm. they even have salad and breadsticks right there in the terminal at the airport.
Yeah, I know.
Using the salad.
I guess we're here.
I knew in the casinos, but in the airport? Yeah. Come on.
Just everywhere. Bowls of salad and breadsticks.
And prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like family.
Yeah, exactly. When you're here, you're family. Please pay me for sex. and the degree of... I'm not waiting for you to get off the elevator. I'm pushing onto the elevator
right.
with my necklace that has a liter of margarita in it.
Right. Mm.
That is pretty maddening. But I feel like I almost got into a fight with a lot of fanny pack wearers.
But see how – because as
– which is a racist term I use. Guess which race? No, it's not.
I
– you know, those fanny packers.
I can't imagine you getting visibly riled up about that. I can imagine keeping it internal.
Oh, I keep it internal, yeah.
So do you
– And
do
it
you,
comes out it comes out at the cat when she jumps on something.
Yeah, you
got to – That's how I release my
– You got to take it powerful passive. That's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
My thing is like
– Choke it down.
If you're walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk – and you want me to step out of the way of
right.
you, and you don't move because you're in your own fucking world or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you don't realize you're in an urban environment, and you happen to get like 9 inches of my shoulder and fall down, my attitude about that is like, oh, man, you fell down. Gee whiz. You know? Like, I'm not looking for a fight. I'm like, what a surprise. I guess when you walk into people, you fall down.
You'd also fall down if you walked into that tree.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also surprised that people in cities don't give way to people in wheelchairs, people with babies, people carrying a lot of things, and women walking in high heels. I think that's another thing that you should not force a woman to walk. I don't know if you noticed this, but
there's
grates on the ground. And if you're in heels, you can't walk on a grate.
Yeah, which is not great.
There you go.
It's not great.
Well done.
To walk on a grate.
Jesus Christ.
It's not great to walk
That's
on a grate.
That's worse than that other awful thing that I said earlier.
I guess that works out well for me, a foot fetishist who is always
right.
looking
You're
at
always
women's
looking.
Feet, who I'm
but
always noticing
more...
just those nasty feet and those high heels.
I'm
really
if
into
walking
getting...
with a woman in high heels.
Oh, sure.
Like, don't force her onto the...
Yeah.
That
don't,
happens
Don't
sometimes.
Shove her onto the grate.
That's a
Probably
big
don't
problem.
Don't shove her at all.
That's a big problem for me because I'm a creeper who hides underneath grates.
Mm, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Also,
for those upskirt shots?
Upskirts and also.
And up swim trunks.
up to r/up trunks. That's where I like to go. That's my internet destination.
Did you guys all go to the up trunks this year?
Oh, yeah. It's where the advertisers set their rates for advertising during up trunk shots on the internet.
I also like to hang out underneath those. You know, those corrugated steel doors that are in the ground sometimes.
Yes, familiar with them.
So I can open them so people can fall in and die.
Yeah.
Have you seen – I've seen two in L.A. that there are those doors that say, do not walk on this. It opens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Who's coming out of those?
Like ninja fights.
Yeah.
Like if you are engaged in some sort of – like 1988, 1989 kind of Chuck Norris ninja fight, those can be really useful.
It just seems
you
like –
knock them in there.
Don't put it in the middle of the sidewalk. Someone, the one time out of 100 that someone's opening that door, there's going to be someone on top of it.
Allison, I'm an importer-exporter.
Okay, fantastic.
I take exception to this position that you've taken. How am I supposed to ferry my goods to and from my dank underground storage
put
area?
Put a fence around it.
How am I supposed to get my uncooked shrimp into my restaurant?
You're right. I take it all back.
I got to do it through that danger grate.
Danger grate.
Yeah. Well, it's more of a danger door.
That is actually the name of the Chuck Norris movie. I was referring to. Danger Great.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hey, you like t-shirts, right? How about a mug? Are your walls looking a little bare? Visit MaxFunStore.com and cover all of these bases and more. We just added some amazing new shirts and posters. So visit today and outfit your home and torso with the freshest MaxFun merch. MaxFunStore.com.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
I'm Allison Becker, guest.
I went to a farm today.
Tell us about that,
Jesse.
You did?
Yeah, I did. It's like an hour from where I live, and I have no idea where I was. Mm-hmm. That is the honest truth.
California's a crazy state.
I do not know where I was.
And live animals?
Live animals, yeah.
Yeah. Because it could have been like a tomato farm.
Could have been a tomato farm.
They got tomatoes.
All right.
Do they have pigs?
There was one little pig.
Do they have baby pigs? All I want in this life is to play with a baby pig.
It wasn't a baby pig. It was a small, regular pig. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Like adolescent?
Like a tiny, what do you call that? A pocket pig?
Yeah, pocket pig.
As popularized by Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little, you know, like it was like maybe 85 or 100 pounds. That would be my guess.
Did you nuzzle up with it?
A tossin' pig.
Oh, I couldn't nuzzle. You're not allowed to nuzzle.
Oh, that's a terrible farm.
Pigs can be kind of nasty creatures. I got bit by a pig one time.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was a pet pig, too. It was not even a farm pig that's belligerent.
Supposed to be domesticated, apparently domesticated, but it.
Yeah, it lives in an apartment in San Francisco and it bit my ass.
Why were you at a farm?
Literally, it bit my hand. I have two small children, and here's the thing.
They need to be taught about servitude.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them to work. You're not doing
any. You got there at 4 a.m.
You're not doing any tilling around the house. You need to be doing more tilling.
I want to address that issue in a moment. Mm-hmm. Because that is a concern I have with the novelty farm economy.
Sure.
But here's the thing. If one day maybe you'll choose to have children, Allison, you don't have any children now, right?
I do not know.
One day perhaps you'll choose to have children. And you know how when you're working every day during the week, you just look forward to the weekend and you're saying, this weekend, I'm gonna do me shit. You know, I'm going to make myself a margarita and go to the beach, put on my swim trunks and go to the beach in your case, Jordan.
Sure.
Put on a.
I did that. I did that.
You did that.
I feel like
I did it yesterday.
I feel like this podcast is so personalized. Thank you.
Hey, is Los Angeles in the house?
What?
I mean, Allison, you know a little something about this. You're wearing a romper now.
Yeah, wearing a romper. You know? Yeah. I'm just hanging out. I don't have kids.
This is the kind of non-kids stuff you do when you're on the weekend, or at least look forward to doing. Mm-hmm. And once you have children. The weekend, it just becomes...
What are you, loudly masturbating in various rooms of the house?
Yeah.
Wherever. I'm doing it.
You can't...
Is what you say.
How loud can you masturbate? Is you like slapping your own ass or
something? I'm vocalizing while I'm doing it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you can make certain sounds if you...
That's also how he gets his anger out, all that anger he's holding in.
Right, yeah, from elevator people and bus people, yes.
Once your purple rear becomes engorged.
Sure, yes, that's when the high decibel masturbation takes place. Yeah, you got it.
Those are monkey noises. Could be ape noises. I believe a mandrill's an ape.
Mm-hmm.
A human is technically an ape. Did you know that? Continue.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
Stop mansplaining to us.
Human is...
Yeah.
A lot of people think that there's people and then there's animals, but I think that people are an animal, which is why we should love the earth and be spiritual.
Yes.
That's a pretty mind-blowing point of view, Jesse. I have never heard that before.
Thanks.
Now my world has changed.
I have Native American blood,
clearly.
Yeah.
What are you, 1/8 Cherokee?
32nd.
Oh, boy. I mean,
that's
shows.
Enough.
It really
that's
shows
enough.
In how spiritual and wise you are and connected to the earth.
Sure.
Anyway.
And how many scholarships you got.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Allison, when you have children, the weekend becomes this mountain you have to climb. But it's a mountain
You filled know, with pigs.
Most mountains.
Pig mountain.
Most,
this sounds like a pretty cool mountain. Where can I find this?
Most mountains, you climb and climb and climb and climb and climb. You reach the apex
right,
of the mountain.
The summit, a.k.a.
I call it the zenith.
And then,
so many words. Top.
And then,
yeah, there's top. We forgot about top.
And then you slide down.
And then you cruise on. Yeah,
right.
Or you cruise on down.
You're it's, like, oh, it's a downhill well, run. We're not carrying as much water anymore.
It's all downhill from here.
Right.
When you have children.
You did quote marks.
When you have children, what you do is all day Saturday, you're climbing up, 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 up.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's Sunday. And you climb up, 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 and then Sunday night you fall off into Monday.
And that costs you $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. It is rough. It is rough. Well, the cocaine money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about the cocaine money.
Kids need cocaine, or else where are they going to get their energy?
Are your kids old enough that you were that they were like, we want to go to a farm, and we want to go to a farm right now?
So here's what happened. We went to a farm. Maybe 6 weeks ago, and this is a rescue farm that we went to.
Oh, was it Farm Sanctuary?
It was Farm Sanctuary.
Yes. That's a lovely organization.
Yeah. I guess it had been sold to me real heavily by somebody who was a nice lady.
Nice vegan lady.
Something makes me want to think it's June Diane Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who just could get excited, a nice lady who could get excited about something and really sell you on it. And it was all about how much petting of animals and seeing
the
animals you get to do. And that's what I was expecting. I thought at the beginning they would say, we're all vegans here. And we take care of these animals. Here's what we do to take care of these animals. Okay? Because these are animals that are – some of them are like abandoned 4-H animals.
Right.
Some of them are like would have otherwise been lame animals in a farm or whatever, you know, and they
and
took
some of them
in.
Just would have been like Thanksgiving turkeys, and they just
exactly.
There were a lot of turkeys.
There were frozen turkeys
yeah.
sitting there, like we wanted to make sure no one ate these.
And in fact, what happened is, so they first herd us all into this barn, and I will say that while I'm not a vegetarian myself, I'm very sympathetic to the. I understand why people would be. I think it's a really admirable thing to be.
Yeah. Also, even people who eat meat, I eat meat, but even people who eat meat, you're obviously against the. Inhumane
sure.
treatment of animals.
Absolutely. And they took us into this.
Guys, I think everyone's brave.
Thank you.
I think everyone's brave.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Are you part Native American?
I am. I'm 153rd Choctaw.
Oh, Choctaw.
And it's why I'm so wise and connected to the earth.
Got it.
Do you want to see a scholarship? Because I have one in my pocket.
So they herd us into this small barn
How
area.
How many of you?
I'm going to say 20.
Okay.
20 people, and it was a real mix. It was a real mix. There were some.
Oh, I don't like that.
There were some real.
I don't like to be with different types.
Well, we already know how you feel about busing, so.
Oh, boy.
There was a real mix.
Did you, in order to keep all of the other types out, did you make sure to splay out?
Well, they had one bench for fanny pack people.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. Fanny packers?
There was, you know, there were like some kind of like. There were some fanny pack folk there.
Okay.
Some real gold chainy fanny pack types.
Oh, gold chainy fanny pack. That's a
yeah,
subset.
Yeah, like wearing white heels. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
No, now you've just merged three different groups in one for me, but I'm
yeah,
really intrigued by
that. Who
is
this person in white heels, what? Gold chains, and fanny packs?
Wow. They're my people, whoever they are.
And then, but
they
were
great.
Some. There were some real tried and true, you know, Stella McCartney sneaker types.
Okay.
There was a variety, mm-hmm. and there were a fair number of kids, and including my kids who were 3.5 and 1.5.
Okay.
So they're like, we're going to show you guys this video first.
Oh no. Mm.
There's no slaughter footage in this video, so you don't have to worry.
Oh.
That worries me.
It was a wrestling video from the 80s that did not include Sergeant Slaughter? This only Ultimate Warrior and Legion of Doom.
the minute.
Did it show Mark Slaughter from the band Slaughter?
It's his solo project.
Yeah.
That's some Slaughter footage.
It was.
His acoustic stuff that
exactly.
he does.
I would summarize the contents of this video as. every awful bit of video they had other than the actual moment of death.
Wow.
And, like, we had to, like, walk away. Like, there's no – it was so inappropriate for a 3.5-year-old.
Boy.
Like, it could have just, like, made him blubber and cry for years on end. And so then I'm like, okay, we're over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we – you know, I think we all probably remember the terrifying movies of our youth. The Returns to Oz's, the Pinocchio for me.
Right.
Yeah,
and I mean, accidentally watched Faces of Death.
Oh, no. Right.
We all saw that. Probably far too young.
Sure, yeah.
I actually took a big knife, small dagger, cut a man and watched him bleed out.
Well, there, that's your
yeah.
For
accident.
Me, it was watching Pinocchio, but
right.
You have that
so
time where you.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, think. Just imagine if that movie to you was a slaughterhouse video. Like
right.
How much worse that
with
is.
With real animals.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in my head, oh, great. We were able to walk away during that part. Now we go see the animals.
Right.
We talk
happy.
About animals. We learn about animals. We pet animals. Every stop, they get you to the animals that you're going to pet. And then they corral you in a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say horrible things about factory farming to you mm-hmm. for 15 minutes. And then they let you pet an animal for 10 minutes. And we made it through two types of animals, I want to say. Mm. And then we were like, we can't do this anymore. We have to leave.
So that was the farm you visited a few weeks ago.
So then.
So this was a redo.
So, yeah. So here's the thing. My son is 3.5 and he understands what a farm is.
Right.
And he wants to go to a farm and see animals.
Yeah.
And pet them. And not be told about death that he doesn't understand yet. And so we found a new farm. This is a farm. This is like a common. It's like half a farm and half a.
Strip club.
Yeah, we're going to get a little of those udders. Yeah, really going to milk mm-hmm. the cow over here. Mm-hmm.
Half a farm and half a library.
It's half a farm and
half a DQ.
Half a kind of like a low-end children's carnival.
Okay, got it.
So like a...
Like a roadside like a, attraction.
Like a bee you can sit on and ride around.
Yeah.
Like a festival.
Yeah.
It's like...
Summer
if you
harvest festival.
But permanent. It, so imagine
okay.
like... Imagine if you went to see the world's largest ball of yarn, you had to pay $10 to get in.
Right.
And they have to have seven other things to justify. Like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a
yeah.
little train that goes around
sure.
in a circle.
Strawberry
there's,
shortcake.
There was a night.
Was it the one at Pierce College?
No. It was in Moore Park, California, which
oh, okay.
I still am not familiar with what that is. Although
I
drove there and back.
Called Moore Park, right, in the valley?
It's probably at the end of that street.
There you go. Just take that street to the end and you're there.
And
my dad used to have a Moore Park joke that he did to me.
Please tell me you remember it.
I do remember it. I remember being not thinking it was funny as a child. He's like, hey, Moore Park, look at that sign. What happens if you spell that backwards? And it's crap room with a K? And I even remember wanting to call him out on that, like saying, like, that's not how you spell crap. Like, I know how to spell crap. I'm 6 and I know. Like, but.
Oh, Mr.
Kind of,
Morris.
Yeah, I know.
Dad.
Old Thad. Old Thad was full of yucks.
It had a nice slide that went through a combine harvester.
Hmm.
Which I thought was pretty
wow.
nice.
To thresh the children?
Precisely.
Sounds dangerous.
It's like, like a log flume.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
This hole is a lovely slide. This hole will kill you.
Oh, maybe it's the...
I
forget.
I don't
You'll figure it out.
Out.
Okay.
The champion...
The red hole is the slide. The crimson hole is the thresher.
There
and
was,
that's blood.
There was a lot of... Feeding, you know, the kind of like you would at a petting zoo, you know, you put a quarter in a vending machine.
Yep.
But the thing
handful
is,
of pellets.
But the thing is most of these, there was a little tiny petting area, but most of these animals are not petting animals. They're, you can't poke and prod them because they'll get you.
Like goats.
Yeah. And so.
They're nibbly little
what they,
bastards.
What they like had was like, imagine like a pneumatic chute. Like a pneumatic tube chute,
mm-hmm.
send inter-office mail.
And that's how they sent the
goats?
That's
how you give
them
the
food. That's how they sent the goats from the pen to the petting zoo. They shot them out of a tube.
That's so sad.
You drop the...
No, the goats like it. They think it's fun. Goats love to be in tubes.
There's like a double fence so the children don't poke at the goats. And they double the fence maybe 2 feet. And there's a maybe a 3 or 4 foot tube with like a hole at one end and like a little cup at the bottom.
Right.
And you drop it in and it goes whoosh, down to the bottom and then the goat eats it. But here's the thing. Here's what they had. An army of tiny goats.
Mm.
These goats were so small and so fat.
Baby goats.
Oh, my, they were not. They had baby ones, but they were pygmy goats.
Mm.
This is not a real farm. Like, there were elements. The agriculture was real, but the names were made up. the agriculture was real, but these tiny goats, they're just for fun. But I'll tell you what they had, a fucking habit trail.
A what?
Really? Like a
tiny goat habit trail.
Enclosure where they,
what's
they
a
run
habit
in the
trail?
It's like, you know, a hamster goes through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The circle, the wheel?
Yeah. So it's like, not the wheel specifically, but the you know, the tubes.
Oh, the tube system.
So basically they had like, now a goat doesn't want to go in a tube. That's a hamster, okay? Mm-hmm. A goat just wants, I guess, like a rotten old 2x4. So they basically had this into the trees, this goat platform walkway. And the goats had like... platforms in the sky, like a pirate looking for enemy ships up in the sky above you.
Do goats like to be up high?
Yeah, they fucking love it. That's their main shit.
I think goats do like to be up high.
That's their fucking main shit.
I mean, I know there's mountain goats.
A goat will climb up on top of a cow if it can.
That's
sometimes
crazy.
You'll just be going along and there's a goat on top of a cow or another animal.
So are these goats above you? They're above you.
Yeah, so they're up in the sky.
Could they conceivably fall down upon you?
No, there's a fencing system.
Okay.
It's like a combination
you're
of
given
a 2x4
spear,
and a
so if they jump down on you, you just hold up the spear to
that's
impale
crazy.
Them.
That's crazy.
That's the main difference between this farm and the sanctuary farm.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of differences.
Have you guys heard about spider goats?
No, continue. I'd like to hear about these goats.
This is kind of depressing to me.
Okay. Oh.
But it is found. It was found that... spider web is actually one of the strongest materials there is if you were to make a thick rope out of spider web. But spiders don't produce enough spider web to make it...
to make it beneficial to humans.
Exactly.
Us.
So what they did was they somehow genetically engineered goats and spiders together so that when you milk a goat, spider
web comes out.
That's dope. That's what science is for.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. That can't be good for the baby goats drinking that milk.
Spider milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine how scared you are right now, though, if you're a criminal in Gotham City.
Very. Quite. But that they're making their
just don't steal any cans.
Yeah.
Spider goat won't get on your ass.
Any rusty cans.
Yeah. With the top flipped off just a little bit.
So here's the other thing you do at this farm in Moore Park, California, is you go out into a field and
Wait, can I ask one more question about spider goats?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the answer.
Okay. I was gonna ask, are they currently making anything out of this goat web that we as humans can use or
use?
Maybe I'm purchasing stuff that's made of this web right now and I don't even know it.
Great question, don't know.
Okay.
Internet.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't know. Internet.
Have you ever had a chicken McNugget?
I have had chicken McNuggets.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's made out of goat spider silk?
Definitely spider silk in there.
That's why it's so chewy.
Oh, how about...
It's distinctive crunch.
There's definitely no chicken in there.
Yeah, yeah. What is the sweet and sour dipping sauce made out of?
Human jizz.
That's...
Oh, so when you're eating chicken nuggets, what you are really doing is you are taking a condensed lump of spider goat silk.
Correct.
And dipping it into a tiny carton of jizz?
Human jizz, yes.
But the
I just wanted to clarify.
That is a fact.
George.
You do not need to check that on the
internet. Hold on. We have a sponsor this week. McDonald's. Have it your way.
Jordan, can I
way?
Can I clarify one thing? Game. The breading is not made of that spider goat silk.
Oh, what's that?
The clown tears.
Oh, wow. There's a lot goes into these. Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of... I mean,
how can they afford to sell them
scale?
For 99 cents?
Well, clowns are cheap. Clown lives are cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're worth less than other human lives.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You expect many letters from that comment.
Clown lives don't matter.
They send you out into the fields to pick strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is like a...
They sent... The way you phrase it means like they were like, well, and before you leave, you must complete this task. You cannot eat the strawberry.
It is. It's like migrant worker... It's like migrant agricultural worker theme park.
It's like those plantations.
It's like those plantations in the South where you go to celebrate slavery. That they still have?
I mean, I call it our proud Southern heritage. What I understand, but I mean, you call it whatever you want.
We're Ani DeFranco ghost.
What is
that? Controversy. Something.
Your children enjoy it?
Did they enjoy it? Yeah, they liked it pretty good. You got a free tractor ride, so that's pretty good.
That's nice.
Oh, you got to start with the free tractor ride.
Yeah.
I mean, free tractor rides, but if you want to ride on the little train, it's 3 tickets.
Hmm.
How much is the ticket?
Shit, I don't know. I didn't buy the tickets. I just spent them. I don't buy them.
What else can you buy? What are you doing other than when you buy the train? What else can you use tickets on?
You can pan for gold.
It's pretty good.
That's fun.
But here's the thing. There's no gold. This is what they do.
Yeah, but...
There's like a little river, which already water features. Let's turn those off. There's a drought on, folks.
True.
They're trying to use up there.
It's not a real river.
They're trying to use up their water allotment.
Just fill it with human jizz.
Yeah,
that you can siphon out of a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Just clown tears.
Yeah,
just
sure.
Put a real sad clown up there. Real Pagliacci motherfucker.
Sure.
So there's like a little there's a little sluice, speaking of sluices, that comes down from a little artificial hill, and it runs in front of what is essentially a carnival attraction. They give you a colander, basically. You know, it's like a box, you know, like a box sieve,
yep.
Like you would use for panning for gold or whatever. And then they just open a bag that's full of sand and rocks and pour it into your thing. And then you go, your child shifts it back and forth. And eventually there's a fossil there.
Mm, like a trilobite?
Yeah, but it costs 8 tickets.
Mm.
Eight tickets?
Yeah, no shit.
But you get to keep the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 tickets? Tractor rides 3 tickets, and that's 8 tickets.
For 8 tickets, yeah, I don't want a trilobite. I want a troglodon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A geode.
Can I get a – how about a pterodactyl?
Geode's going to be double-digit
Yeah, geode's going to be extra.
In fact, I don't even want a pterodactyl. I want a Quetzalcoatlus.
Mm.
Get me a Quetzalcoatlus.
Did your kids enjoy that?
What do they like the most?
Great question.
Thank you. Jordan asked it, but I appreciate the compliment.
I like how you guys operate as one human.
I think that's a tough
one. Is there anything they wanted to do again?
The main thing that they liked was the animatronic chicken show.
Hey.
Again, you're leaving out huge details. There was an animatronic chicken show.
You laugh like that's a surprise. That sounds fucking great.
There's 9 chickens in crates.
Mm-hmm.
They come out and sing songs.
And they're robots.
They're robots. And
how big are they?
I don't know. I don't know if my children recognize that they were robots.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, they're chicken size. It's a realistic show.
Great.
It's pretty much.
They got feathers on them?
This is about as realistic as a show gets, where 9 chickens come out of crates and sing songs. yeah.
And Do they sing songs about being caged in crates and electrocuted and sold to McDonald's?
What's impressive to me about this thing is I do not think this was off the rack, because they make a reference to the place that they're at. It's clearly the same voice as the guy that's talking the rest of the time for the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually – there's no – chickens can't actually talk. I don't know. I don't want to bum you guys out.
No.
But
you've never seen a chicken talk.
Right. I mean –
Maybe at some point.
You don't know what I've seen.
Yeah. I've seen some shit.
I've eaten some shit. I've seen some shit. Well, here's what happened. They went to this farm with my wife, but I wasn't there last week. Then this week they wanted to go back. It's an hour away. I should make that abundantly clear. And the main reason was to see these chickens. They said when they got home last weekend, Simon, my 3.5-year-old, came up to me and he said, "Hey, Dad, you know what's funny?" And I'm like, I'm well on my way to happiness, you know? And I go, "No, Simon, what's funny?" And he goes, "Bark, bark, 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 bark."
It's pretty good.
He's right. It's funny.
It's funny. I mean, he's not lying.
It is funny.
Yeah, on the kick of let's pay to do something that that the rest of the world does as work, when I went to this bachelor party in Vegas, one of the things that people were proposing doing was you can do a thing where you like drive a bulldozer or like a steam shovel.
Really?
There's like a place you can go.
Oh my God, that's so for bachelor parties.
Oh boy. yeah. And that sounded like -5 fun to me.
But just you've like, never wanted as a boy to just drive.
I was not a
bulldozer?
Tractor kid. No, I was not a kid who had tractors.
I could imagine my boyfriend wanting to do that.
Yeah, just I mean, I guess maybe that is a boyhood fantasy. Yeah.
Your boyfriend may be a little more butch than we are.
Oh, I don't
it
know.
Yeah. I mean, if there was something in Vegas where you could fuck a transformer,
right?
I would like to do that. I'm sure there, by the way, I guarantee you
there is something in Las Vegas where you can fuck a transformer.
Yeah. You just pick up the phone, press the button for the concierge. Hi, I'd like to suck off Moss Man from the Masters of the Universe.
No. Okay. No, I'm sorry. You're thinking of Man at Arms.
Oh.
Moss Man. It's you clarifying with the concierge because right. He's confused.
Can I say one thing about people in outfits?
Sure.
Yesterday I was downtown – or Friday actually. I was downtown. I had to buy a mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short.
Don't even explain it.
Yeah. You have some mystique. Yeah. I was, be the guy who buys mannequins.
Yes.
I was going to – cut a hole in it and fill it with KY jelly and blah, blah,
great.
Blah, blah,
sure,
blah.
Sure. Make some sweet and sour.
But
fill it with the old sweet and sour.
There's something going on downtown called Anime Con, I think. It's Anime World.
Yeah, yeah. That is happening.
That sounds like
Anime Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Anime, thank you, Julie. Anime Expo, which was, I'm sure, is a blast for anime enthusiasts. but what was amazing to me is, you know, it probably costs $40 or something to park at the convention mm-hmm. center. And so all these 19-year-olds in like full-on Super Mario costumes or whatever, they're all dressed as Akira or something,
right.
Are 3/4 of a mile from the convention center. It's 97 degrees outside.
Just hoofing it with
walking.
Their giant key-shaped swords.
Suffice it to say, they're not athletic young people.
Aww.
And they're, so they're just walking pools of liquid. just like, you know, their unicorn makeup is like white, half wiped off one side of their face. Just like, oh, it was amazing. Mm. I really felt for these young people.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the time when you utilize public transportation, but I mean, if manspreading is a problem, like think about a guy who has a cardboard sword as big as him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also an issue.
I mean, you got to be confused. You got to be worried about God damn it. What's that thing where it's like airplane robot guys and they'll fight each other?
Transformers?
No, it's like Transformers.
Airplane GoBots?
I think of Transformers as Robotech.
Yeah.
You got to worry about Robotech spreading.
Sure, yeah. You have to worry about Super Saiyan spreading.
You got to be concerned about mechs.
Yeah, yeah.
M-E-C-H.
You have to... Evangelion spreading.
Yeah,
just trying to think of some anime stuff.
I'm a regular Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
I'm a regular Farmer John is the moral of
that whole
story.
Jesse, when you spread your legs in those shorts, I can see your Dragon Ball Zs.
Hello!
Is Los Angeles in the house?
What?
Can I ask you a question about your undergarments?
Yeah.
Do you wear undergarments?
I am wearing undergarments.
Are you wearing boxers?
No, let's see. No, I'm wearing a brief.
Okay, so they'd be fine.
I might have
been
wearing a boxer brief. But nobody wants to look at my underoos.
No, underoos are cool. Underoos are cool.
No, you're right, yeah. Underoos are cool.
That is cool.
I'm not a fan of boxers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they just seem like very frat boyish to me.
How do you feel about mixed martial artists?
No comment.
I stopped boxers a while back and have not looked back, and it's been life changing. I feel like a chump for
boxer briefs.
So
I don't even mind tighty whities.
I like
not into boxers.
I like the idea of a boxer, but the truth is that in application,
it doesn't support you, right?
You want something supportive with a little bit of stretch.
What if it's really hot, though? Then would a boxer be better?
No, because it gets worse. Yeah, because what happens is it gets juicy in there and mm-hmm. it sticks to weird things and it glides up in.
Yeah.
That's the other concern.
It's cumbersome.
I don't know why they were so popular in the 90s, guys.
Sure. Oh, I mean, I was a boxer shorter
funny
all throughout
boxers,
the 90s.
Sure. With pictures
smiley
on
face,
them.
Pot leaf.
Yep. No, I'm not into them anymore.
I had silk boxers
silk
that had
boxers,
parrots on them.
Yeah.
So stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wearing anything silk just makes me feel disgusting. Yeah. Like, it makes me feel like a sleazy masturbator. Anytime any like silk touches me.
Yeah, men don't need to wear silk.
Yeah. I feel like a...
Maybe an ascot and that's it.
Like I feel like a...
Like just an ascot. Just completely, an ascot, yeah. Completely nude.
When I wear silk as a woman...
Welcome to my chalet. Yeah.
When I wear silk as a woman, I'm just like... the first time I wear it, I'm just like so conscious of like, don't sweat. Because you're going to wear this shirt once that you paid too much money for. And then you're never going to be able to wear it again because you just ruined it.
Yeah. I would, however, wear a garment made out of goat spider silk.
Absolutely. Who
that
wouldn't?
Sounds
strong.
Delightfully decadent.
Strong, flexible.
Sure. It'll give me the power to eat cans whole.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
I'm Allison Becker, sitting down.
Hey, guess what? We are live. If you're listening to this, the day it comes out. We're live tomorrow night in Los Angeles at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Boulevard.
That's exciting.
Avenue?
I think it's an avenue. I think it's an avenue. Franklin Ave?
Oh, God, I live right off of it and I don't even know.
I think it's an Ave.
Yeah, you're right. It is an Ave.
Yeah. Do not go to Franklin Boulevard. That is in Moore Park by a farm.
7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $5. There's still a few left. John Ross Bowie and Jamie Denbo.
Oh, that's so fun.
Comedy super couple. John Ross Bowie and Jamie Denbo will be joining us on that program. A great idea that you had, Jordan.
Well, shucks.
Credit to the Credit Master.
Well, thank you. And thank you for using my new nickname, Credit Master.
Well, since you started doing those television commercials starring Captain What's-His-Name from Star Trek...
I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
You know what I'm talking about. Captain Spock.
Picard?
No, the other one. The original one. Captain
William
Kirk.
Shatner?
Yeah, William Shatner.
What, does he do credit card commercials?
The Credit Master?
He does Priceline.
Priceline Negotiator.
Okay. Priceline Negotiator. Wow, that was in my head, taking up room. Did you know that... John Bowie and Jamie Denbo, I hope they don't mind me saying this, but I found this out recently, that they do a thing where they'll get a babysitter and they'll have a couple drinks and they will go to a local high school and watch a musical. Isn't that fun?
I think that'll probably take up most of the podcast tomorrow. That's amazing.
You're welcome
that is
for that.
Totally amazing.
I just love them. They're so fun.
Yeah. Saturday, September 12th, we're in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, fun.
Now, Jordan, we're going to be at the Hollywood Theater. Here's my concern.
That we're going to be too Hollywood for it? People are going to go, these guys are a little too Hollywood.
No, sir. I think we can
bring
get
on
that.
The thermals.
I think we can get that Portland vibe.
And the flannels.
Yeah. Also the flannels.
I think we can get that Portland vibe going. I think we can make it happen.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. What I'm wondering is that enough show for people? Or should we promise more right now?
Oh, boy. I mean, it's going to be a lot of show.
Right. I mean, Jordan Jesse Go by itself, I mean, that's worth whatever price these tickets are.
More.
You know what, Jesse? I wasn't going to say anything since Allison started chanting.
More.
I'm going to say, let's throw in another great act.
Okay. You know what? You saying we should throw in another good act reminds me.
Hold on. I'm looking into a light and I need to... Somehow shade my eyes.
Throwing Shade will be joining us on that program. Aaron and Brian do the funniest human beings on earth. One of my favorite shows in the world. What an honor it is to be on that show with them. It is going to be, I mean, we are going to blow Portland's asses out.
Yeah. Who's Hollywood now, assholes?
Get ready to
Take
do
it
some.
Easy, Jordan.
Sorry, I'm getting defensive early on.
Get ready to do some man spreading, Portland.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we're gonna get up in
gonna,
your ass.
We're gonna present our giant purple anuses to you.
Oh man, it's gonna be so fun. Get your tickets for both of those now. You can find the ticket links at maximumfun.org. We'll be back in just a second with more. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Allison Becker, lady.
You know what else I did this weekend? Made some fucking bacon.
Mmm.
I had a productive ass weekend. I made some ice cream.
Like
I made some ice cream,
you
too.
You made ice cream?
Yeah.
Do you have an ice cream maker?
Hashtag summer boy. Yeah. I made some fucking... I don't know if you ever heard of a holiday named Father's Day, Allison Becker.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, somebody got hooked up on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream maker.
Double pass ice cream maker.
Mm-hmm.
I made malted milk ice cream.
Sounds pretty good.
That sounds delish.
It is mad delicious. Anyway, I'm just trying to brag. The bacon's pretty good, too. Jordan, have you seen the sheer volume of Summer Boy activities going on
Twitter
right
Allison,
now?
Allison, for you, we are having a, you know, kind of a theme this summer.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Summer of the Summer Boy.
Right.
It's based off a time when an Uber driver told me that when I was wearing shorts, I looked like a summer boy.
Aww.
So people are on Twitter doing Summer Boy stuff. Did you see a guy made a Summer Boy video game?
And it's dope as hell,
it's
too.
It's real fun.
We'll link that up. That'll be linked up on the Reddit at reddit.maximumfun.reddit.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll post that up on, you know.
I think it's already on the Facebook.
There you go.
I put it on the Facebook as soon as I saw it. It's great.
Here's what you do in this video game, Allison. You're basically Jordan, and you're walking down to what looks
a
like
Jordan-like a Jordan-like character.
Yeah, well.
Because I was not asked for the life rights.
Right, exactly.
Did you do the mocap for that?
It's not.
No, I didn't. Someone else did.
It's not Michael.
Motion capture guy.
It's Troy Baker.
It's not Michael Jordan, but it is number 23, the shooting guard.
Yeah, sure.
And so you kind of figure.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
He's walking down a pier, and he shoots tank tops at staid business folk, and they join his entourage.
Yeah, and the more people you zap with tank tops, the more Summer Boy shit happens in the background. There's a smiling whale you can see. It's really fun.
Are
it's
there
really,
any
really
obstacles?
Cool. The idea is just to keep if you miss a person, then clouds cover the summer atmosphere. So you have to.
Okay, I like
it's
it.
It's like an endless runner.
Well done, programmer.
The main enemy, I would say, is autumn.
Well done.
Like the leaves turning.
Time.
Yeah, I've seen some great.
Yeah.
Somebody posted a picture on my Facebook page directly. I just like posted up on my timeline, you know, of just a real handsome dude, like a real, like a middle aged handsome guy, like a cool 45-year-old guy, and he was just like sort of like cool guy smoking a cigarette, wearing a Summer Boy tank top, hanging out in front of a surf shop in New York.
Great.
Far Rockaway or whatever.
I've been to that surf shop.
There you go.
You can take the subway out to a surf shop and then surf.
You know who's all about that? Kurt Brownaller is all about that.
Yeah.
You ever want to talk to Kurt Brownaller?
I did that once when we worked for Fuel. I went to that. I went to that subway surfing place.
It's not the best you know, break or anything, but it's fun. It's like you're like, I'm in New York City and I'm surfing.
Sure. Allison, I saw something kind of cool that you were doing on the internet. Did I see that you were doing some sort of salsa or samba dancing?
I was. I went to the Autry Museum has this thing on Thursdays in July and August called Sizzling Summer Nights.
The Gene Autry Museum of the American West?
You are correct, sir. In Griffith Park.
And that is the... That is the enunciation they want you to say it with, right?
It's correct.
They want
it's
you
called
to say
Sizzling
it.
Summer
okay. They won't let you say it at full volume.
No, you're not allowed.
That's you how the be... ghost of Gene Autry says it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was so fun. It's they have tequila and they have tacos and there's a lot of older Latino people dancing. And then in the middle of it, they have a lesson for all the white people like myself to learn how to salsa.
All right, whites, get over here. Hey, whites.
But it was such a fun summer night. I highly recommend it.
Nice. How did you take to the salsa dancing? Did you pick it up?
I am not a good dancer. My boyfriend Josh is also not a good dancer. And it turns out when you put two bad dancers together, it does not equal any good dancers. It just is a lot of stepping on feet and laughing. But we had a good time.
Okay. That was some – I felt like – I'm like, fucking, like, I know Allison maybe doesn't know about the Summer Boy movement, but I'm like, this is it.
It
like,
was very Summer Boy.
Yeah.
It was good times.
Yeah.
It was great.
And yesterday I did beach day, which was pretty summery.
Yeah. Everybody's going to the beach these days.
I was really excited because there were cops, a lot of cops around yesterday, you know, like just giving out tickets.
Oh, we're taping this on July 5th. So you were there on the
4th. I was on the 4th of July, which in case you are unfamiliar, it is a national holiday in the United States of America.
Arbor Day.
Yes, Arbor Day. And there were a lot of cops who were just like, your music's too loud. No dogs, no beer, no weed. And everyone was like, come on, bros. So it's 4th of July. So then
and then you played a sweet heavy metal riff and all their uniforms melted
exploded.
Into bikinis.
Yes. Yeah. So I saw some cops on horses, and I was like, I'm going to turn this day around. And I was wearing a Wonder Woman one-piece bathing suit with a cape attached, because I'm 38, and that's what I do. And I just went over to them and I was like, can I take some pictures with you guys? And they were like, can we take some pictures with you? And then the cops started taking pictures with me because they were like, we love Wonder Woman. And then all of a sudden, all these like people came over to the horses and it turned into a little party with the cops.
Dude, never underestimate the power of capes in public.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Huh. When did the shooting start?
shortly after.
After they were entwined in your lasso of truth. Do you want to shoot your gun? They're like, yeah, I guess
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow.
But it was fun. It was a good day.
That sounds great.
We got some Summer Boy situations called into us by our listeners. Julian, why don't you run out the first one?
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and fantastic guest. This is Chester from Cleveland, currently living the Summer Boy lifestyle on my vacation to Tampa, Florida. Two of my best bros and I came down here to watch baseball, sit on the beach, drink beer, and keep it sleazy like Sunday morning. We don't currently have internet, but I managed to use a nearby bowling alley's Wi-Fi to download your newest episode. Thank you for the summertime inspiration.
That's my man Chester from Cleveland.
There you go.
Chester, bowling simulates summer for me, right?
What's up, Chester Chess?
You bowled in the summertime.
I bowled in the summertime, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot summer night, you go in for some mozzarella sticks and the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Get those stinky shoes on.
I guess that was a place where, like, when you are a kid, your mom can drop you off.
Yeah,
like, I definitely
exactly.
got dropped off at a lot of bowling alleys in the summertime.
It was fun.
Yeah. Maybe you had a Neo Geo in there you could play. Perfect. this is interesting. I feel like I, you know, he said Tampa.
Right.
I feel like I have, and, you know, these days, I feel like Florida has become this, you know,
a real
punching bag for like sleaze, you know, like that's where you go to sleaze around.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me thinks like that might be a fun place to take a vacation. Just like go to Florida for a couple of days and get drunk with a weird bunch of weird Florida townies. Is that am I wrong? I'm wrong about that. That is not
fun.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Okay.
Like swamp folk?
Yeah, like swamp folk. I don't know. Just like go to the Florida.
I've done Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay, for
done
like a spring
Miami.
Break?
I did Fort Lauderdale like my first post-college vacation. My girlfriends and I were like, what's the warmest and cheapest place we could go? And we're like, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And I hooked up with a fireman.
Okay. This is all sounding pretty good. I mean.
But it was really trash.
I've always wanted to do it with a public servant. Maybe there's a nice male lady down there.
I boned a comptroller once.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, he's more of a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
But you like the red tape types.
I do.
Yeah. You're a real red tape daddy.
Yep.
Yeah, I have this weird urge to...
I'm not going
to
take that dream away from you. If that's your dream...
You're saying you think it'll be bad.
I mean, I think it'll be a good story.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure there's lovely people in Florida.
Yeah.
I've been to Florida a few times. Mm-hmm. Mostly for professional reasons.
Mm, sure. Because you were in that boy band and they're all in Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I had to go get diddled by that one guy.
Diddled by that one guy.
You know what I'm talking about? Wasn't one of those guys a real...
Justin Timberlake?
Notable diddler? No, not one of the guys in the band. The guy that invented all the bands.
Oh, I imagine if you invent a boy band, you're
definitely
in it for the diddling.
Yeah, so...
I can't imagine.
Here's the thing. Did not work out for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish the state of Florida all the best.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Miami, I did eat some good Cuban food.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Miami once for 20 hours and still think about the Cuban meal that I had. I like – that's one of those meals that I like – I can remember and like fantasize about.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys – I think this might turn the image of Florida around. I don't know if you guys have spoken to any adult females in the past maybe 72 hours.
I try not to.
But there's a movie that came out last week.
Terminator
Mike.
Genesis.
Yes. Magic Mike XXL, which is the finest American film ever made. I could talk about it at great lengths.
What are some highlights?
There were some abs.
Mm-hmm.
There was some dancing, and there were some more abs.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Were there pecs at all?
Oh, there were pecs, Jesse. There were pecs.
Hold on. Were any books balanced? I'm into comptrollers.
But it really is going to turn the image of Florida around.
So I think a movie about male strippers is going to...
Yes.
Because that is not the image
because
I had of Florida.
Because they are strippers with hearts, Jordan.
I read in the AV Club review of Magic Mike
XXL. Was it
XXL.
Written by a straight woman?
This person was mildly enthusiastic about it, so I probably know. It's probably a straight man.
Okay.
Yeah. The detail.
Men have no business. The first one, men should see.
I really like the first one. I got a lot out of it. It's a really like thoughtful movie that is saying something.
Exactly. This one is just for gay men and straight women.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard that they kind of.
But it's beautiful.
Took the nugget about the first one that people liked, not the melancholy meditation on what it means to be a man. Mm-hmm. And they're like, nah, just have them hunk shake those buns. But the AV Club review said, you know, they all talk about going to a stripper convention.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally get there, there's just a banner that says 2015 stripper convention.
Yeah, no stakes.
No one brainstormed on a better name.
Nope.
They're like, put this in as a placeholder, but we'll change this later.
That sign got applause from me in the theater, just so you know. I was like,
yay, sign.
It's actually like a lit up sign, like a temporary convention sign where they're just like, oh, what conventions are going on today? Enter this into the computer and it'll appear on the convention sign.
So they couldn't even be bothered to do the research to find out that it's really called StripCon?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They didn't need to.
Controller. For sexy comptrollers.
Oh, when I was in Miami, I had some great Cuban food. I bought a beautiful guayabera from a special guayabera store, and I saw a rooster pecking at a dead dog in the street.
And you're like, time to go home.
Yeah, well, later for you guys. Thanks for the...
There are some beautiful bodies in Miami. I will give that to Florida.
Yeah.
That dead dog's body.
It was a tight dead body.
But male and female bodies.
Sure.
Just very
lots
well
of buns.
Taken care of.
But yeah, I think the thing I'm thinking about is going to a Daytona Beach.
Yeah, I mean, do it.
Yeah.
My main image of
Bring
Miami
conscience.
In my mind is watching 106 in Park at some point, like when I was like 18 or 19 or something like that, and Free and AJ were chatting with each other. And one of them said, if you could be anywhere in the world, what city would you choose? And the other one goes, Miami. And the other goes, yeah, Miami. Like as though that's the most self-evident thing in the world. But you know what? If you're fucking as good looking as the hosts of 106 in Park or whatever, I bet Miami's a good time. People are just giving you cocaine and whatever you want to
fuck. Letting you ride around on a Ducati.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just hand you a Ducati. Like, I bet if you get to the Miami airport and you're like a 9 out of 10 and maybe you have a hint of ambiguous ethnicity, they just hand you an exotic car and a bowl of cocaine.
Sure. Yeah. And there's no income tax.
Well, there you go. Then you can go eat some delicious plantains and black beans whenever you want to.
Got some surprising muscles. Mm-hmm. Muscles in surprising areas. Maybe you borrowed a suit from Pitbull.
There's muscles in surprising areas are so fun.
Mm. You like a surprise muscle.
I like a surprising muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another summer boy call.
Hi, this is Steve from Illinois. Let's see. Today, my daughter slept in, which allowed me to engage in coitus with my wife in the morning, which is nice. During the day, I got a lot of errands done. And then the afternoon, I got accidentally quite buzzed on margarita mix and tequila while watching my daughter play in the backyard. And now I am sitting alone in a basement enjoying a nice baseball game. Why? Because I'm a fucking summer boy.
Just do summer boy in full time.
Isn't a margarita mix and tequila a margarita?
That's what I was about
He's
to
drunk.
Say.
He's drunk. You know what? Illinois earns their summers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So he earned his summer.
Yeah, and dads earn their coitus.
Yeah. And tequila is the only alcohol that's a stimulant, so it makes you have a good time.
You know, I, to this day, still order tequila and club soda. That is my go-to drink because of that advice you gave me.
It's the best.
And I feel like people go, oh, you ordered a what?
Yeah.
And I always say, like, well, it's the only alcohol that's a stimulant.
And the margarita's great, but it's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
But if you just do that with, I do a lot of lime in there.
I try and credit you, too. If, like, someone is adjacent
that,
and
Jordan.
Knows both of us, I try and say, that's Allison Becker. She did tequila and club soda.
One time, Jordan and I were at a Mexican restaurant with some friends, and I don't know if you know this. I was not drunk. I maybe had a half a drink that night. Maybe it was the night I gave you that advice. I don't know. But I ate so many chips and salsa. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
I ate so many chips and salsa. Like so much chips and salsa.
How much chips and salsa are we?
Much. I got home and I threw up. I was not sick and I was not drunk. I just
this
was full
pure
of chips and
chips
salsa.
Chips and salsa puke.
I love chips
Do you remember
and salsa.
The color?
It's hard to
colored like chips and salsa. P.S. Sure. Most things I vomit, you can retaste them in the with a tinge of vomit, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to eat this for a while again. But I was like, no, I would still eat.
I would
chips
love
and
some
salsa.
Chips and salsa now that my stomach's empty. Better fill it
but
up
I
with some nice
so
chips and salsa.
You know what I'm into right now? Guaca salsa.
What is this guacamole and salsa mixed?
I think we figured it out.
It's like a tomatillo salsa, but it also has avocado in it.
Okay.
So it's like a little bit guacamole-y, but sure. mostly salsa-y. Yeah, that's the shit.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Cool.
Got protein in it.
That's like a cool Alison Becker-style tip.
Sure, it's that's
also,
a great tip.
It's also the only dip that's a stimulant.
Oh, okay. Most dips will make you crash.
Yeah.
I mean, I typically will like to just have a little bowl of queso before I go out.
Uh-huh.
But then I get sleepy around 11 midnight.
Sure.
If you want to go all night,
sure.
Got to have this thing you're talking about.
Guaca salsa?
Yeah.
Guaca salsa.
Salsa mole?
What's that?
That's a salsa with a little chocolate in it. Yeah.
That's some different shit.
Sesame seeds.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. It's John from Atlanta, Georgia, and I was calling to let you know about my summer boy situation here. I think I actually might be king of summer boy now. Let me tell you what happened. Last Thursday, Julian, press pause.
On the one hand, I'm a little upset about this guy proclaiming.
Maybe this is great.
This better be
this
epic.
This might be great.
But I like his tone.
No, it's a
like
nice tone.
Somehow he's claiming to be king of summer boy in a tone that I'm pretty comfortable with. He's like, look, man, the reality is this fell into my lap.
Sure.
And
it's not my fault.
I'm pretty sure
I was born
that,
into royalty.
Yeah.
It's how the casual tone in which Vin Diesel says that he should have an Oscar for Fast and Furious. This very matter of fact way. Well, yes, of course I should have an Oscar for Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, go back.
Let's go back to the beginning. Skeptical. I'm not as at ease as you are.
Likewise. I also didn't. Hey, I know Atlanta's in Georgia, but thank you for telling me.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. It's John from Atlanta, Georgia, and I was calling to let you know about my summer boy situation here. I think I actually might be king of summer boy now. Let me tell you what happened. Last Thursday, when I got to work, my coworkers and I got on a bus and we headed out to the lake for the day. On the way there, we all had mimosas. And once we got there, we jumped on a pontoon boat that took us to our own private cove. We had a couple of houseboats. We had some grills going, some speakers banging some awesome music. We had some jet skis and all in all, had a really fun day. A coworker of mine actually made 5 gallons of Mai Tais and also mint juleps. So we were having a good time out there. Best of all, I got paid for it. It was on a Thursday. So I guess watch the throne. Anyway, I love the show, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Is this guy coming after the previous Kings of Summer Boy, Jay-Z?
He did switch me, though, because he had pontoon boats, 5 gallons of Mai Tais, and jet skis, and also... How you went to work and then you all just got on a bus?
I've never been to Atlanta, but this is what I imagine Atlanta is like. Yeah, that checks out. This is what I imagine Atlanta is.
Let's head out to the lake, man.
Yeah,
I mean, were they
we're
all
not
just
at the
like,
lake right now.
Fuck you, boss. We're going on a pontoon boat.
I think. Listen, I. This is great. This is, you know.
Do you think it's clients? Something about clients?
I've never had clients.
I don't know. Maybe he's a Mai Tai jug salesman. Like, get out there with a Mai Tai jug and you show all these hip kids, all these early adopters.
Down at the lake.
You show them that Mai Tais can come out of a jug.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, maybe he's like a brand ambassador for jugged Mai Tai.
I think E40 is the brand ambassador jugged Mai
Tais. Well, he's the one who gives all these lesser.
He was drinking.
His.
He was definitely drinking jugged Mai Tais at the NBA Finals.
I like this. I mean, I will say that one of our first summer boy calls was a woman organizing a three-way.
Right.
And I know that is not exactly a summer particular, but I have a hard time imagining that any of these people are having more fun.
Right.
Than that. So I don't know. Maybe this guy had some sort of boat sex.
Well, I didn't hear that three-way call, but I would. That's a pretty epic call. But at the same time, that doesn't encompass summer.
No, you're
me.
Right.
That's
you're
like
right.
Summer's about like partying.
Sure,
being outside.
And there's my.
They could have been doing it outside.
That's true.
Here's my concern about
in
the
full
three-way.
View of a carnival.
Can I tell you my concern about the three-way?
Please,
skeeters.
Yeah.
You know, how much Avon Skin So Soft can you slather on before the three-way?
It's part of the foreplay. You rub off on your lovers.
Gotcha.
And it gets them prepared.
You're doing light S&M, but with citronella candles.
Oh, sure, yeah, exactly. Drip a little wax.
It's like the grown-up S&M.
Sure,
like,
it's sensible.
Let's prepare, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this is why the real reason why Bill Gates is so into malaria prevention?
Oh, yeah, because him and his wife do.
They just had a really
erotic citronella play.
Epic Skeeter three-way. They're like, oh, this gives me an idea.
All right. Maybe this guy wins. I'm just assuming he at least, you know, had some sort of pontoon oral or something.
Yeah.
See, I think being the king or queen of Summer Boy is just being so chill that nothing like crazy even happens.
Can I tell you something that I think would have made him king to me? And it could have been implied. I wasn't listening that carefully. If he said, I sucked off a dude from down the hall.
Like, I wasn't listening that carefully either, but I don't think he said that. But I could have missed it.
Like, no, but like, if the guy's dick was that. So long?
No. No,
this guy's have to get out of his
this
chair.
Guy's hog.
Not in
was
the
so huge.
Not in the office down by the lake.
Like, shit got kinky with the coworkers.
No, they were. It was chill. That's the thing about
it. Okay.
Like, they were all so chill that it was like that Mr. Show sketch where he goes, "Dude, then suck that shit."
Okay,
what I mean?
I thought it was pretty. It was pretty summertime. I mean, he needed to throw some weed in there, but.
And it would have been cool if he was high as shit.
Yeah.
If he was taking some fat bong rips.
I mean, being drunk is fun, but like being high is more fun.
Yeah. I definitely think like an awesome like summertime activity is getting high and walking around somewhere.
Or getting high and sitting down.
Yeah, sure. I'm going with you on this.
Just drugs.
Just drugs in general. They're really great.
Putting them in your mouth. Yum, yum, yum.
One summer my dad ate magic mushrooms every day for a week straight and then ended up in the psychiatric jail.
What?
See? Now that's a summer boy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the king right there.
You know what? Fucking that shit that my dad did is he's the king of summer boy.
Yeah.
He was in psychiatric jail for like 6 months.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Until he was there till winter.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that kept him, the only thing that got him sober was he went to Minnesota and he didn't know anyone to sell him drugs and he didn't want to leave the house to buy drugs on the street. Yeah, sorry, guy. My dad just.
His dad wins in the 70s.
Yeah,
Joseph's dad it was in the 70s.
Yeah, no doubt it was the 70s. You know it was the 70s. In 1973 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking chilling out on the Big Island.
I have so many questions about that.
Oh, it's really real. Go check, I don't know, like 4 different past episodes where Jordan Jesse go. I don't know. This is one of those
things.
Did he
have any epiphanies that week?
Yeah, man. He realized that he should live and not die. That's what the tribunal of 12 giant men representing every race decided.
Yeah.
When he argued his case before them in a sump hole on the beach. After his nipples in water.
These stories make substance abuse seem less fun.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him, kids. No, there are no consequences to drugs.
If you've got a momentous occasion or a summer boy moment for us, and remember, ladies can be summer boys too. In fact,
not gendered.
Ladies are probably better at being summer boys than dudes are.
Sure.
Because we got sundresses.
Share it with us. Oh,
and bikinis.
Rompers.
Yeah. And rompers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
206-984-4FUN is the number. 206-984-4FUN or email us at jjgo@maximumfun.org. And keep sharing those Summer Boy pics. Hashtag Summer Boy on Twitter. I've seen a lot of nice Summer Boy pics. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about it is you get like in a given group of 10 hashtag Summer Boy pics, you'll have like 8 Jordan Jesse Go fans and 2 international fans of Lady Gaga. So just like two gay dudes from Singapore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That are talking about the Lady Gaga song. It's great.
But they don't even know that they're also Jordan Jesse Go Summer Boys.
I know. They're right up in there.
Yeah. They're perfect. Perfect candidates.
Dude, if you're a gay dude from Singapore right now, you have a fast track to becoming king of Summer Boy.
You could unseat that Atlanta guy pretty quick. Just call in and tell us about what kind of Summer Boy shit you've been up to.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that is.
Let's get some dumplings
involved.
It's called
a double tap.
Let's get some dumplings involved in that
summer boy
action.
One in the chest, one in the brain.
You got it.
Boom, boom.
Pow, pow, pow. Buck, buck, buck. Lick a shot for the summer boys up in Singapore listening to Lady Gaga.
Sure.
Eating dumplings.
Yeah, sounds great.
Now we should all go to Singapore.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Cameron Esposito. I'm Rhea Butcher.
I am Ricky Carmona.
And we are the cast members, what, I don't know, podcastiness of Wham Bam Pow. That's an action and sci-fi movie podcast you can find on MaximumFun.org or on iTunes. And what do? News, reviews, and things you can use.
Tons of things you can use.
We break it down so it can forever be broken.
Hilarious jokes. Plus, sometimes there's a dog in the studio.
Sometimes there's a dog here.
We'll see you in your earbuds.
La, 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 la.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
I'm Allison Becker, wearing a romper.
What a joy it's been to have you and your romper on this program, Allison.
Thank you.
This has been a romp, an audio romp. Like, we've been sitting down, but I feel like spiritually we've been, you know, bounding through a field of tulips or something.
Hence the romper, guys.
Yeah,
well, we get to see Allison. So for us, it's an audio-visual romp.
Sure.
You know, we get to enjoy both the fact that she's wearing a romper, which is fun for the eyes.
And her delightful tones.
Which is fun for the ears.
Yeah.
Well, for the rest of you, just picture me in a romper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's blue.
It is. It's a nice romper. It's
sure.
It's got a V up at the top like an old-timey sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, and a zipper down the back.
There you go. Okay, so that's all the details you need. From here on out, you're all covered. We'll see you at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater and in Portland, Oregon, America. Go to MaximumFun.org for information on that. Allison, folks should probably follow you on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the Allison Becker.
The Allison Becker, not a Allison Becker.
No. Mm-hmm. No. I was thinking about doing an Allison Becker, and then I realized that's spelled anal up top.
My Twitter name for a while was anal up top, so which was kind of confusing in and of itself.
And of course, you can probably if you get TV Land, you can watch reruns of Becker.
So yes, fun. Exactly. I play Ted Danson.
You were great as Ted Danson.
Thank you.
You spent 6 hours in prosthetics every day.
Yeah, every day, Jordan. Yeah. Every day. It's hard.
Yeah, hard to be Danson.
Julian Burrell on the boards this week. Thank you to Julian, our producer, Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, all the way in London, England right now, working on television programs. You know, briefly, you were here for this, Jordan. Briefly, our producer, Brian. He's been working as like a writer's assistant on television shows for a long time.
Great.
He recently got promoted to staff writer on a television
show.
And he's still cutting this bullshit for you. So
yes.
Thank him,
so here's,
listener.
So here's the thing. He comes to us. He says, hey, guys, I got a promotion at work. I'm a staff writer now. We're over the moon for him. We're so happy to hear it because it's such a great job and he's such a wonderful guy. And he says, yeah, so and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Turns out he was worried that we were going to fire him for having this great job.
That's a too good guy.
We're just grateful you're still coming
in.
You're making a union show business wage.
Yeah, you could hang around on weekends with your fiance and plan your wedding.
Yeah. God bless him. Brian
here for
Fernandez.
You. Here for you.
He's great. Anybody that complains about his laugh, I'll just stick him.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Maximum
He's
fun.
He's showing up. He doesn't have to.
Maximum
Maybe
fun.
He did before.
Look, Julian doesn't have anything better to do.
No.
Julian's lucky to work 3 days a week in public radio. This guy's not a staff writer on a union television program. Julian's glad to be here. He's got to buy undershirts to wear under his T-shirt. I saw he was wearing earlier because it's summer action.
Got to soak up that sweat.
Yeah, you got to.
Julian's looking kind of broad-shouldered lately. I bet he's doing a lot of upper body.
I bet he has a lot of those surprise muscles we were referencing earlier.
I bet he does.
Have, yeah. Julian
just like, whoa, what's that from surfing?
Probably got some kettlebell of CrossFit-y back muscle.
This guy's from San Diego. That's like the official thing to have of San Diego is a surprise
just
muscle.
Just because they're doing weird, like they're doing like kite surfing or something.
Even San Diego's public radio dorks have surprise muscles. Julian Burrell, grateful to have him here. MaximumFun.reddit.com is the Reddit. Facebook, just search for Jordan Jesse Go.
Sure.
Get up in there, like that. Join the Maximum Fun group on Facebook.
Play
That's
that
a lot
Summer
of fun.
Boy game.
Yeah, play that Summer Boy
game.
That
sounds fun.
That's going to be a blast. You're going to have a real good time shooting shooting tank tops onto staid business folk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.